Blog Talk Radio.
Rastafari,
Islam,
Rastafari,
Islam,
Rastafari.
ሰለሞንም አለ እርሱ በፊት በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Levanto
www.blogtalkradio.com/discipleshipradio.
Salamta Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Testify Tuesday being blocked by YouTube, certain tunes that were not monetized, so therefore previously all the profits from whatever tunes, you know, that we play here on the podcast would go to the owners. That's how it was set. But now it seems as though, you know, they're always changing things on social media, on the internet, always playing around with their laws, which makes us think a little more consciously about the law. HaTorah, the direct instruction. You say study to learn and learn to do. So we have to implement this as well, where it reads there should be one law, Torah, right, for the homeborn as well as for the stranger that sojourns amongst I and I, that is one with I and I, even from another, you know, we say from another mother, so to speak, but it's one with I and I in the covenant. There's one Torah, there's one law. But we see, and we know the prophecy, Daniel speaks, they shall seek to change times and laws and playing for a lot of these laws. So therefore, the previous podcast for the Testified Tuesday is being blocked on a few interesting accounts. Some of these tunes we also played previously, even very recently, but now they're being blocked. And previously, when a tune gets, you know, blocked or whatever, they say it can't be seen. These ones say it can't be seen in any territories. It's blocked in all territories. We assume it's by their publishing company or so forth and so on. You know, people are looking for new ways, you know, to eke out a living. So social media becomes a prime target for that particular endeavor. But this ministry of His Majesty is strictly tzedakah. It's about charitable giving. So therefore, we don't monetize this particular platform, and that has assisted us in playing certain tunes that go along with the basic teaching, the preaching, the ministry of His Majesty here on the air. So right now we're looking at all these things and seeking to really upgrade as we are studying and learning, and we should be learning to do. So artists, you know, we're going to basically go through a kind of a clean house, you know, cleaning the house. Some of the old roots tunes, you know, before this time of so-called copyrighting, monetization, and some artists actually allow their tunes, you know, free distribution. Now, it all depends, you know, on the law. And that brings us to a very, very important point. They're using their laws to block I&I ministry, and we talk about Jah and the kingdom and this and that, but we're not abiding by any law. And this is like this, you know, the Ikev Torah portion, reading and feeding, and because of it will be the consequences if you heed, hear, right, and if you do, right, I&I will prosper. So how is this working out, doing it by Babylonian laws, talking about Jah kingdom, but not practicing it amongst I&I and we? So for future notice artists and, you know, sound systems as well, we'd like to trust, yes, but also verify having the documentation so that if we do play certain tunes as we move forward in the future, you know, we can clear the ministry rights to the podcast. So our podcast won't be blocked as it's being blocked, especially recently with the Testify Tuesday. And also YouTube playing certain, you know, I guess this is what they're doing before they allow us to trim out those particular segments, so that the fuller full can still be distributed. Now, those particular options are not even there. They want I&I to dispute. We're not disputing. There's no dispute here, right? Either it is free and clear to share or it's not. And therefore, we don't know whether this is the artist. We don't think so, because most artists don't really know about laws. You know, we are just in that zeal to sing and to dance and to communicate the message. But in the full of what we're studying right here, we have to be about Jah's commandments, his statutes, and his rules, regulations, a.k.a. judgments. So it's interesting because it's the trials and tribulations that are making I&I be who we say we be. We, the black Jews, being Jews, yeah, black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. As we're studying the law, and also we're in the world, not of the world, we get to recognize what that secret that our ancestors lost by throwing Jah's direction instructions behind them and then try to, you know, mix up with the world flesh, satanic decorum, and then complain about no justice, no peace. So just a heads up right here on the air and in the IRIC, but ones might wonder, well, what happened to the previous, the podcast? I'd like to check it out. I'd like to share it with someone. Well, we would direct ones to the blog talk, right? One can go to the blog talk, the MP3. I think it's available to download. One can download the MP3 and share the Audible, get the Audible there. We'll try to include the blog talk link as well in the links, even with the live stream on the Rastafari Israelites as well. Just for future notice, heads up. Any suggestions or recommendations, ljs.org, hit the contact and share your suggestions or recommendations. But here, the midway day of the Shabuah, the midway day, the fourth day of the week here for the Wednesday podcast, for the Wisdom Wednesday Wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing all our getting, get understanding. As we're studying, make I and I start to practice, you know, what we are studying, what we're proclaiming, and what we're preaching, right? Ones don't even recognize looking at the Torah just as a so-called religious book, but it's speaking to the 10 areas of people, activity, our economy, you know, our proprietary interests as well, our community, right, and therefore also the kingdom. Wisdom, the principle.
Salmon nemal arsu befit
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Simple.
Yeah, the true word in the Brit Chadash and New Testament, where Yahweh, Jehovah says he will provoke I and I to jealousy by people who are no people, taking our things and mastering our things. But here, children of the King, is what we study to learn and we learn to do, how we overcome in Yahweh, truth and life as the King of Kings Christ. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Wednesday podcast, fourth day of the Shavuot. Here we have Psalm 95, today's daily psalm, according to Roeh, Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek here on the air. We're also in this Shavuot here, the 46th sabbatical study for this Shabbat, Strong Ikev. Ikev, hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear.
Levanto, www.blogtalkradio.com/discipleshipradio.
Salamta, Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
So it's time to show and prove how HaTorah, child's direction, instruction is good. It's good for I and I. It's good for I and I in the 9 to 10 areas of people activity. It's good for I and I economy. First things first, the word. Words of wisdom.
Sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hand? Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah, or man you will surely fail. Your folly is your reward. Better a dinner of herb where love is than feasting where there is wrath. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh yeah, na na. Upright, for this is the time that will tell, when the righteous ones shall stand up strong. Oh, why did the heathen rage? All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh, sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands? Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the words of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail.
Yeah.
find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law. And forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy not the law of thy not the law of thy my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law, forsake not my the son, law. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. And of thy father, and for father, and for father, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, 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 the law of thy mother. The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity?
and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs.
Andenya Kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch zawater yemi bal.
Said on the days from Monday to Friday.
Salam lanchi hun enatachin
kavrit beta kristian gida gdaochish le pazion in kwe yetegetu nacho salam lanchi yihun enatachin kavrit beta kristian peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Wednesday, fourth day of the Shabuah here. We have a psalm, Psalm 94, Wednesday's evening psalm, as it was chanted in the Heikal in the Temple of Jerusalem before 70 A.D. Here, here, here. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong. Shem Av Wahabein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this.
For this, Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. Oh, Yisrael, give ear. Hear, hear, hear the Shalishi, Shalishi Aliyah, the third reading here for this Shabbat, Aikeb, Senbet, and Dihim, Yohonah. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called, in translation, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 4. For the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Aikeb, Sabbath, because, Sabbath consequences. Ala tomara bi levaveka ha hidof yahwa loheka otam mila faneka lemor beitzidakatia heya bihani yahwa la resheta eta haaretza hazot uba risha ata hagoyim haele yahwa morishama mi paneka. Hear, hear, hear for the Shalishi Aliyah, for Shabbat Aikeb, Sabbath, because of Sabbath consequences, and be him Yehonah. Speak not thou in thine heart, Ala Tomara, bi levaveka. Speak not thou in thine heart. After that, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, hath cast them out before, from before the I, saying, for my righteousness, Yahweh, Jehovah, has brought I in to possess this land. But for the wickedness, the wretchedness of these nations, Yahweh, Jehovah, doth drive them out from before the eye. Not for thine, the eye, righteousness, or for the uprightness of thine heart, dost thou, the eye, go to possess their land, but for the wretchedness, the wickedness of these nations, these goyim, these international communities, nationalities, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim doth drive them out from before thee, I, that he may perform the word, Hadavar, the logos, the word which Yahweh Jehovah swear to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Understand, therefore, that Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, giveth thee not this good land, Tovah, Ethiopia, this good land, to possess it for thy righteousness. For thou art a stiff-necked people. Remember and forget not how thou provokest Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, to wrath, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, from the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, out of the land of Egypt, until ye, y'all, came to this place. Ye, y'all, have been rebellious against Yahweh, against Jehovah. Also in Horeb, ye, y'all, provoked Yahweh, Jehovah, to wrath, so that Yahweh was angry with you to have destroyed you. When I was gone up into the mount to receive the tables, the tablets of stone, even the tables, the tablets of the covenant which Yahweh Jehovah made with you, then I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water. And Yahweh Jehovah delivered to me, to I, two tables, tablets of stone, written with the finger of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, and on them was written, according to all Hadabarim, all the words which Yahweh Jehovah spake with you in Hahar, in the mount, out of the midst of Ha'esh, the fire, in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that Yahweh Jehovah gave I, the two tables, the tablets of stone even, the tables, the tablets of Habrit, the covenant. And Yahweh Jehovah said to I, arise, get thee down quickly from hence, from here, for Amikah, thy people, which thou hast brought forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They are quickly turned aside out of the way which I command them. They have made them a molten image. Furthermore, Yahweh Jehovah spake to I, Lamor, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, leave me alone, that I may destroy them, and blot out their name from under Shemayim, under heaven. And I will make of thee, I, a nation mightier and greater than they. So I turned and came down from Hahar, from the mount, and Hahar, the mount, burned with Aish, fire. And the two tables, tablets of Habarit, of the covenant, were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, ye y'all had fucked up, had sinned, had ucked up against Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah your Elohim, and had made you a molten calf. Ye y'all had turned aside quickly out of the way which Jehovah had commanded you. And I took the two tables, tablets, and cast them out of my two hands, and break them before your eyes. And I fell down, listen to Yahweh, before Jehovah as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water because of all your uckeries, your sins, which ye had sinned in doing wickedly, ratchetly, in the sight of Jehovah to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure wherewith Yahweh Jehovah was wroth, was routed against you to destroy you. But Jehovah hearkened to I at that time, at that I were also. And Yahweh Jehovah was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him. And I prayed for Aaron also at also the same time, the same Iwa. And I took your sin, your chatiat, your uckery, the calf which ye all had made, and burnt it with fire, and stamped it, and ground it very small, even until it was as small as dust. And I cast the dust thereof into the brook that descended out of Hahar, the mount, and at Taberah, and at Massah, and at Kibrot HaTa'ava. Y'all provoke Yahweh Jehovah to wrath. Likewise, when Yahweh Jehovah sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, Aliyah up, go up, and possess the land which I have given you, then y'all rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh Elohim, against the mouth of Jehovah your Elohim. And ye y'all believed him not, nor hearkened to his vocal, his voice. Ye have been rebellious against Jehovah from the day that I knew you. Thus, like this, I fell down, listen to Yahweh, before Jehovah 40 days and 40 nights, as I fell down at the first, because Yahweh, Jehovah, had said he would destroy you. And I prayed, therefore, to Yahweh, and said, Oh, Adonai, Jehovah, destroy not thy people and thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed through thy greatness, which thou, the eye, hast brought forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, with a mighty hand, a mighty yad. Remember thy servants, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Look not to the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, their ratchetness, nor to their sin, their uckery, Lest the land whence thou broughtest us out say, because Yahweh, Jehovah, was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, and because he hated them, he hath brought them out to slay them by Midbar in the wilderness. Yet they are Amikah, thy people, and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest out by thy mighty power and by thy stretched out arm.
Out.
Shema'ah, hear. Givir and hear Shema'ah Yisrael, fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, chapter 10, and here for the Rabbi'i, Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah for this Shabbat Aikev, Sabbath, because Sabbath consequences, Senbet and Dihim Yohonah, Sabbath, and like this it shall be, warnings and exhortations, and here for the Rabbi'i Aliyah. Ba'aita hahiya maria wa elaya pesala leka shneya luchota banima ba reshonima wa elay elaya hahara wea osita leka eron ait. At that time, at that hour, Jehovah said to me, to I hew thee two tables, tablets of stone, like to the first, and come up and aliyah up to me, wa elei elai, into the mount Ahar, and make thee I an ark of wood, make thee to the eye Aaron Eich. And I will write on the tablets, the tables, Hadabarim, the words that were in the first tablets, which thou breakest, and thou shalt put them in the ark. And I made an ark of shittim wood, and hewed two tables of stone like to the first, and went up and aliyahed up into Hahar the mount, having the two tablets in mine hand. And he wrote on the tables the tablets according to the first writing, the Esaret HaDebarim, the 10 words called the 10 commandments, which Yahweh Jehovah spake to you in the mount out of the midst of Ha'esh, the fire, in the day of the assembly, when Yahweh gave them to I. And I turned myself and came down from Hahar the mount, and put the tables, the tablets, into the Aron, the ark, which I had made. And there they be, as Yahweh commanded me. And the Bnei Yisrael took their journey from the Erot of the children of Ja'akan to Mosera. There Aaron died, and there he was buried, and Eleazar, his son, Beno, ministered in the priest's office in his stead. From thence they journeyed to Gudgoda, and from Gudgoda to Jotbat, a land of rivers of water. At that time, at that hour, Yahweh Jehovah separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of Habarit, the ark of the covenant of Yahweh Jehovah, to stand lifnei Yahweh before Jehovah, to minister, to serve to him, and to bless and shemo his name to this day. Wherefore, Levi hath no part nor inheritance with his brethren. Yahweh Jehovah is his inheritance according as Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, promised him. And I stayed in Hahar the mount according to the first time, the first Iowa, 40 days and 40 nights. And Yahweh Jehovah hearkened to me at that Iowa, at that time also. Yahweh Jehovah would not destroy thee. And Yahweh Jehovah said to me, arise, take thy journey before Ha'am, the people, that they may go in and possess the land, which I swear to their fathers, their patriarchs, to give to them, 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 to them. And hear, Shema'ah, give ear right here. Hear for the Chamishi Aliyah, fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 10, here, at verse 12 for the Hamishi, the fifth aliyah for this Shabbat. I kept Sabbath because Sabbath consequences, Senbet and Dihim Yehonah, Sabbath, and like this it shall be. We'ata Yisrael Mahyawa Eloheka Shoela Meya Imak Kima Le Yiraha Etiyawa Eloheka La Leketa Bikola Derakayo Ula Hava Oto We La Ibota Etiyawa Eloheka Bikola Levaveka Ua Bikola Nafsheka. And now, Yisrael, what doth Jehovah, the I Elohim, require of thee? Mahiyawa Eloheka Shoela Meya Imak. However, to reverence, to respect Yahweh Eloheka, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, with all thy heart and with all thy soul. We'ata Yisrael, Mahiyawa Eloheka, Shoel, Me'imak, Kima le yirahati yawa loheka la leketa bikola de rakayo ule ahava oto we la ebode eti yawa loheka bikola levaveka u bikola nafsheka, to keep the commandments of Jehovah and his statutes, which I command thee I this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is Yahweh Eloheka, is Jehovah, the I Elohim, the earth also, with all that therein is. Only Yahweh Jehovah had a delight in thy fathers, thy patriarchs, to love them, and he chose their seed, their race after them, even you, above all people, as it is this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For Yahweh Elohim, for Jehovah Yahweh Elohim is the Elohim of Elohim, the God of gods, and the Adonai of Adonim, Adonaim, the Lord of lords, a great El, a mighty and terrible, which who regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. He doth exercise the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger, in giving him food and raiment. Love y'all, love y'all. Love ye therefore the stranger, for y'all were strangers in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Kemet, in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear, thou shalt respect Yahweh Eloheka, thou shalt respect Jehovah, the I Elohim, him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by Shemo his name. He is thy praise, and he, Eloheka, the I Elohim, that hath done for thee I these great and terrible things, which thine eyes have seen. Thy fathers, thy patriarchs, went down into Mitzrayim, into Kemet, into Egypt, with 70 persons. And now, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, hath made thee, I, as the stars of heaven of Shemayim, for multitude. And Shema'ah, here, fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 11. Warnings and exhortations, I continue. Therefore, thou shalt love Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, and keep his charge, and his statutes, and his judgments, and his commandments, always. And know ye all this day, for I speak, not with your children which have not known, and which have not seen the chastisement of Yahweh Elohim, of Jehovah Yahweh Elohim, his greatness, his mighty hand, his mighty yad, and his stretched out Zoroah arm, and his miracles and his acts, which he did in the midst of Mitzrayim, Kemet, Egypt, to Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, king of Kemet, king of Egypt, and to all his land, and what he did to the army of Kemet, of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, and to their horses, and to their chariots, how he made the water of the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, the Etarah Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, to overflow them as they pursued after you. And how Yahweh Jehovah hath destroyed, downstroyed them to this day. And what he did to you by Midbar in the wilderness until ye, until y'all came into this place. And what he did to Datan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the sons of Reuben. How the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up and their households and their tents and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of Kol Yisrael, in the midst of all Yisrael. But your eyes have seen all the great acts of Yahweh, of Jehovah, which he did. Therefore shall ye, y'all, keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye, that y'all may be strong. Therefore shall ye, y'all, keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye, that y'all may be strong, and go in, and possess the land, whither, where ya, ye, y'all, go to possess her. And that ye, that y'all may prolong your days in the land, which Yahweh Jehovah sware to your fathers, your patriarchs, to give to them and to their seed and to their race, a land that floweth with milk and honey.
Simply put, children of Israel should have taken Jah's advice, and I, Rastafari, take the King of Kings' advice.
My advice to all, my advice to all, my advice to all, my advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments,
of the Ten
Commandments,
and
elaborate on hand,
elaborate on
hand, elaborate on hand.
So consequently, and vis-a-vis, if he said that if the children of Israel would do these things, he would make them higher, even most high, above all nations. Therefore, consequently, and vis-a-vis, logically, if they did not do those things, and those people were to exist on the face of this earthly plane, where would they be? Would they be higher than all the nations? Because the testimony is that they would not do these things, you know, even to the last days. In the end times, there would be a change. So where would you find them? Above all nations or below all nations? Another identification of who be the children of Israel in this event horizon in this time, in the latter days and time, according to the words here of HaTorah and according to the prophecy. There's enough here economically too that is placed here. But the first thing first is coming to one, right, to one consent, right? And that's the covenant, right? That's the covenant. We went through the third, the fourth, and the fifth aliyot right here, here, here. Let's take a moment, a pause for the cause. Brothers and sisters, we have today's daily psalm, which also links Chaburim with the main theme right here. In fact, let's ride up with the opening here for today's daily psalm, Psalm 95, which is the first of the Kabbalat Shabbat psalms, welcoming the Sabbath psalms. Been speaking on this recently, and right here, 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 let us focus a little more since it's corresponds with the studies that we're in right here in the 46th sabbatical study for ICAP and be him, Yehonah, and it will be like this. The consequences will be like this. If we hear, right, there's baraka, there's prosperity, there's security. If we do not, well, crying, no justice, no peace. But here, 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 Hear this.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, 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 my rest.
If the Yahweh, he who be, we be, delight in us, then he will bring us, I and I, into this land and give it to us and give it to I and I, a land which floweth with milk, milk, honey. Only rebel not ye, y'all, against the Yahweh, he who be, we be, neither fear, y'all, the people of the land.
Rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, The land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord. Thus, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Thus, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Thus, a land which floweth with milk and honey. A land which floweth with milk and honey. Feed in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us. A land which floweth with milk and honey. Through to search it is an exceeding good land. Through to search it is an exceeding good land. Through to search it is an exceeding good land.
Delight in us, then he will bring us, I and I, into this land and give it to us and give it to I and I, a land which floweth with milk,
milk,
honey. Only rebel not ye, y'all, against the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, neither fear, y'all, the people of the land. For
and giveth us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for a land which floweth with milk and honey, a land which floweth with milk and honey. He will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. He will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Is an exceeding good land. Is an exceeding good land. Is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. And all the congregation bade stone them with stones. The glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, How long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? To Moses, How long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? And the Lord said unto Moses, How long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moses said unto the Lord, Then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy mouth. How long will this people provoke me? And how...
Remember and forget not how thou, the eye, provokest Jehovah thy Elohim to wrath by Midbar in the wilderness. From the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Mitzrayim, our land of Canaan, until y'all came to this place, y'all have been rebellious against Jehovah. So here, even with today's daily psalm, Psalm 95, the first of the Kabbalat Shabbat Psalms. Psalm 95 is a very interesting psalm. It seems to have two parts to it. Right, one is inviting, and the latter part is a judgment part, because it brings out this important part that we're to remember and not forget. Also in Horeb, y'all provoked Jehovah to wrath, so that Jehovah was angry with you to have destroyed you. Now, it's interesting, because in that audible clip, that was from Shelach, right, from that clip right there, when they had sent the spies, and Caleb and Joshua was encouraging them, you know, seeking to big them up that we can do this. What was the people's response? The people's response was to stone them, right? Was to stone them. Interesting, in the previous Aliyah, the second Aliyah from verse 11 of chapter 8, right? Verse 11 of chapter 8 to chapter 9, verse 3, we have at chapter 2, chapter 8 and second Aliyah, this verse right here, right? These verses here, it says, And thou shalt say in your heart, you know, ones and ones say, My power and the might of my hand, I did all this by myself, I've gotten me this wealth. But here's the key for wealth and prosperity for the Beta Israel at home and abroad. And we see the others, the other Yehudim, put this into effect right here. It's like the word we have in And is that Romans? It's in the Brit Chadasha where it says in Isaiah that Jah will provoke thee, right, to jealousy for people who are no people. People say, oh, we should be like this one and that one. Well, Deuteronomy says here to us in Deuteronomy chapter 8 at verse 18, but thou shall remember Yahweh Eloheka, he who be, we be thy Elohim, for it is he that have given thee I and we, the power, the ability to get wealth. There's a purpose in this here. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. It is he who be, I Elohim. It is he that giveth I the power, the ability to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. So there's a point and a purpose for the getting of the wealth to establish Burrito, his covenant that he swore to I and I patriarchs, as it is, as it be, what it be like, as it is this day. And in Caleb's words right there from the audible, Caleb said that, you know, if Yahweh, if Jehovah delighteth, if he delighteth in us, if he delighteth in I and I and I. Now, as we scroll forward even to the fifth aliyah here for this 46th sabbatical, Ikeb, it heals of, because, consequences. So there is two roads, two ways, Chahweh, truth and life, and the world flesh and the satanic sakura. So which one do we choose? Which one do they choose? And what was the consequences? Here, as we are at the fourth day, let's zoom in on the fourth aliyah right here, picking up with chapter 10. Warnings and exhortations. At that time, Yahuwah, here Moshe is speaking his farewell address. He's warning, encouraging a new generation, right? A new generation. There's a generation gap. There's a new generation here that's on the edge of the promised land. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 10, warnings and exhortations. At that time, Yahuwah said to me, hew thee two tables, the tablets of stone, like to the first, and come up to me into the mount, Hahar, and make thee an ark of wood. And I will write on the table, the tablets, the word. So we see that the Israelites and he who be who he be is literate, and the importance of writing. Remind the Habarim, the Talmudim, the fellow disciples to write, take notes, get some composition books, you know. Start out where you start out with the Torah reading and feeding and take notes. It says, and I will write on the tables, the tablets, the words, the Debarim. Debarim, also the name of this fifth book, Hebraically speaking, the words. And I will write on the tables, the tablets, the words that were in the first tables or tablets that thou breakest, and thou shalt put them in Ha'aron, in the Aron, in the ark, in the Tabot. Tabot, Ethiopically speaking here, to the foundation, the Hebrew, the Aron, in the Aron. Now, it's interesting right here that Moshe, when he came down from the mountain and saw the ukkery that the people were doing, he broke the tablets. You know, that part kind of gets me. I'm like, yeah, I get it. He was upset, but he broke the tablets to signify that they had broke the covenant. And is this the reason why the lost, not fully found, is still so broke, right? Psychologically, mentally, you know, spiritually, financially. Verse 3. And I made an ark of shittim wood, acacia shittim wood, and hewed two tables, tablets of stone, like to the first, and went up, and he aliyed up into the mount, Hahar, having the two tables, the tablets in mine hand. Verse 4, and he wrote. It's interesting because here Moshe is narrating that Yahweh, he who be, who he be, he wrote on the tables, the tablets here to the Talmudim, the fellow disciples, reference to the book of Jubilees. The book of Jubilees is interesting how it is that angel, the same angel that spoke in the bush, right? The angel of the presence, the angel of the face. See, in this angel as the pre-incarnate Yeshua. This particular angel is not like Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, the named angels. We know that even from the wrestling of the wrestling with Yaakov, right? And when he asked for the name, also with Samson's parents, when they asked for the name. But Moshe, he gets the name. And the name that the angel, the face says, he says he was known as El Shaddai, but by his name, Yahuwah, he was not known. And Moshe, he tried to dip, you know, turn away, because to see he who be, we be. So in the book of Jubilees, it here fills in like the angel, the role of the angel in the mount, the angel of the presence. And he wrote on the tables according to the first writing. So we have writing here. They say, well, who wrote the Bible? Well, who wrote? Did Moses write the Torah? Well, Moses did write, right? And others also wrote. And it seems as though the Hebrews, the Israelites, were highly literate. as the commandment was to even write these things on the doorpost of their house and on the gates of their city. So they must have been able to write, and therefore they wrote, even as he wrote on the tables according to the first writing. The 10, now here you'll see in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 4, when we say the Ten Commandments is a mistranslation, people go to the KJV, and, well, Moses did not write the King James Version. But in HaTorah, it says, Esaret HaDibarim, Esaret, Esaret HaDibarim, the 10 words. Bamarinya, we have the Aseretu, Aser, Aser, 10, Kalat, the 10 words. That Yahuwah, he who be, we be, Exiavia, the sustainer, spake to you in the mount, out of the midst of the fire. So another point here is that these 10 words, the 10 commandments, very same words that Karmawi, Nugus, Neges, Karmawi, Hada Selassie, the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, says the advice to all is to fulfill the 10 words, the 10 commandments. But these 10 words are the words that Yahuwah Elohim Ha'ab, the Father, spoke, and they heard, right, out of the midst, right, from the mount, out of the midst of the fire, in the day of the assembly, the day of the assembly, the Hebrew church. As Stephen says in Acts of the Apostle, when he says the angel that was with them in the church in the wilderness, the assembly, the gathering, and Yahuwah gave them to me to I. And I turned myself and came down from Hahar, the mount, and put the tables, the tablets in Ha'aron, in the ark that I had made. And there they be, as Yahuwah commanded me. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, took their journey from Be'erot of the children of Yaakan to Mosorah, Moserah, Moserah. You know when we say the Masoretic, you hear that, right? You talk about the Masoretic, and people say this and that about the Masoretic, and they'll think that, well, maybe it was the Latter-day Jews that just made up something. Well, here we have the root. Let's bring this out right here. Let's see if we can bring this out right here. Masora, one of the advices to the disciples and going to the Aliyot and different Torah portion reading and feeding. Sometimes a translator has transliterated a Hebrew name or word. And as we study those names and words and the context, it gives us a clearer, you know, a fuller full, as I and I would say. Right? So here, studying to shew I and I self-approve, let's go to Moserah. Moserah. What is Moserah? Moserah. Moserah right here. So they took their journey, right? Took their journey from Be'erot of the children of Ya'akan to Moserah. So let's look up Be'erot. What is Be'erot? From place to place, even the 42 spots, right? The 42 places. What's the significance of these 42 places and spots and campsites of the Bnei Yisrael? Well, here in the beginning was the word, right? So let's go to the word right here. So we have Be'erot. What is Be'erot? Looking at the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, here we have Be'erot. Be'er is a well. Be'erot is wells. Be'er, well. Be'erot, wells. Now, many think of Be'erot to be the same place as Be'er. Be'er. So there's a place called Be'er, or if you look at it in English, it's like beer, Be'erot and beer. But Be'er, Be'er, Hebraically, some think of Be'erot and Be'er to be the same place. Only that Be'erot is given in the plural. Be'er, a well, Be'erot, wells. Now, it was a city of the Hivites that was assigned to the Israelitish tribe of Benjamin, or Benjamin, in Joshua chapter 9, verses 17, and chapter 18, verse 25. That's the basic, the plain, the five cycle. Here's the metaphysical of it, the Hebrew two truths. So the natural sense, Be'er is a well, Be'erot is wells. Metaphysically speaking, a congregation, what is wells? What does wells symbolize, right, in the Hebrew commodity, so to speak? A congregation, aggregation of thoughts about life, about liberty, and its increase in spiritual consciousness. Therefore, wells. the sense of wells and the link with a city, right? A city, a consciousness. Under the Hivites, this city or group of thoughts and consciousness would be of a material character, Black Lives Matter, but it would be elevated to a higher level in passing into the possession of the Benjamites, of Jaman, Benjamites. Benjamites, Binyamin, symbolizes active faith. You hear that, Jaman? Active faith and illumination, illumination. Now, there is the Be'erot, as we have here, in this Aliyah here for the fourth day, right, of this 46 sabbatical study. We have Be'erot B'nai Ya'akan, Be'erot B'nai Ya'akan, right, or Be'erot of the children of Ya'akan or Ja'akan. Now, in authorized version, Be'erot of the children of Ya'akan or Ja'akan, Hebraically speaking, the wells of the B'nai, the children, or more specifically, the sons of, the wells of the sons of Ya'akan, wells of the children of the wrestler, bringing out the sense of Ya'akan, the wrestler. So the five cycle, it was a place where the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, they had halted. They halted while journeying, while trotting through the desert, through the Midbar, through the wilderness on their way to the promised land, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 10 and Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 6. In Numbers chapter 33, verse 31, it is called B'nai Ya'akan, simply B'nai Ya'akan, the children, the sons of Ya'akan. Meta five cycle here. The Hebrew metaphysics, metaphysically speaking, Ya'akan was a Hori, right? Ha-Hori, he was a Horite. In the unredeemed man, the man that's not bought back, purchased back, right? The unredeemed man, the issues of life, the issues, what issues, you know, what issuing forward symbolizes the wells, the sense of the Be'er, Be'erot, are actuated by carnal tendencies. Again, in unredeemed man, humanity, the issues of life and liberty represented by the Be'erot, Hebraically the Be'erot, they are actuated, activated and actuated by the carnal, we could say the fleshy, the material, the carnal tendencies and desires that appear to be very, very deep-seated. These are symbolized by the Horites, who were enemies of the Israelites. The Israelites typify, according to type, the true thoughts with their expression in the consciousness and the body, or the carbon organic. In that which Ya'akan signifies, there is a degree of intelligence that works in the sense plane, on the sensual, the sense plane, and helps to open the way, the sense plane, right? Remember the two types of, you know, the five wise and the five foolish. We have our senses, right? Most of us are acquainted with the natural sense, but we have to open them to the higher realm. So in that which Ya'akan, the wrestler, so to speak, signifies, there is a degree of intelligence that works in the sense plane and helps to open the way to a higher realm of thought, to the higher heights, a higher realm of thought, even to the spiritual. By spiritual thinking, the B'nai Yisrael in their highest symbology. So spiritual thinking represents the sons of Israel, of Yisrael, Yashirala, in their highest symbology, in the highest sense. The inner forces of one's being are redeemed from material ism, schism, the material belief and practices and malpractices, and they become in truth the emet, in the emet, in the truth, a source of unlimited, never failing, ever present life, liberty, and wholeness and holisticness. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 22, that, quote, understanding understanding, bina, is a wellspring of life to him that hath it. Or bringing out Proverbs here, bina, right? She is a wellspring of life to him that hath her, that has her. One more right here, we have Be'eroti, or the Be'erotite, right? One who belongs to Be'erot, to the wells, belonging to the wells, a dweller of the wells. So this was an inhabitant of the Benjamite city of Be'erot, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 4, verses 2 to 9, and 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 37. It's spelled sometimes with one E, usually with B-E-E-R, but sometimes with one E, B-E-R-O-T-H-I-T-E, in 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 38. So metaphysically speaking, Be'erotite, like one who is of Be'erot, of the wells, Be'eroti, Be'erotite, a Be'erotite, a thought metaphysically belonging to the Be'erot phase, the Be'erot phase of consciousness, and of like character to it. So once again, what is the Be'erot phase of consciousness? Well, Be'erot means wells in Hebrew, Be'erot, right? And Be'erot metaphysically represents a congregation, an aggregation of thoughts about life and liberty and its increase in spiritual consciousness, therefore wells. And the thing about the water, and often Torah, my Torah is symbolized as water, Robeinu Yeshua, when he spoke about the waters from the belly, speaking about that Torah, the wells, also a city, right, linking with consciousness. Under the Hivites, former inhabitants, this city or this group of thoughts and consciousness would be of a material character, but it would be elevated to higher heights, to a higher level, once it passed into the possession of the Benjamites. And the Benjamites, right, amongst the 12 tribes, represent the active faith. Ben, son of Yamin, right hand, the son of the right hand, Ben Yamin, Binyam, right? Active faith and illumination. So the text here for here, day four, Wisdom Wednesday, here on the podcast, verse 6 of chapter 10, which comprises this fourth day's Aliyah, an Aliyah day from the Torah reading and feeding, this 46th sabbatical study for Shabbat, Ikeb, for Senbet and Dihim, Yehonah, like this it shall be. Verse 6 says, and the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, took their journey. They trod from Be'erot of the Bnei Yakan, of the children of Yakan or Jakan, to Mosera. So what is Mosera? And what is the link with this expression, Masoretic, Masoretic, right? Now, of course, the vowels do change, right? According to the, we call this the Binyanim, not Yamin. For M, that's Yamin is right hand, but Yanim is building, Benyanim, the building, according to Hebrew construction. Let's go to the groundation here, Mosera. So we have it in the KJV here as M-O-S-E-R-A-H. But in the KJV is actually without the final H, right? So the authorized versions, if you look in your Bible at Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 6, and if it's a KJV Bible and it has no H there, that's most likely the AV, the authorized version. And in the revised version, they may have updated that with the H, but the Hebraically has the H. Mosera. What is Mosera? Hebraically, Mosera, right, is a bond, a band. It can be a fetter, a yoke, a chain harness. But also Mosera represents correction, chastisement, discipline or discipleship, admonition, reproof. Example, also precept, instruction and learning. When Yeshua says, take my what? Take my yoke. When Robeinu Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of Kings, Christ says, take my yoke. When Robeinu Einai Rabbi says, take my yoke, take my discipline, this bond, Mosera, bond, band, fetter, a yoke, chain, harness. But here in the secondary of the Hebrew two truths, Mosera, as it can be a bond, a band, a fetter, or a yoke, as Moshiach says, take my yoke upon thee. Also correction, chastisement, right? So chastisement and discipline is one and the same thing. But we can see that discipline, right, discipleship may be a easier form, but sometimes more discipline is like chastisement. But basically it's the same word. It's like two sides of the same coin. Admonition, reproof. But Mosera brings out the sense of an example. So a correction is also an example, right? A discipline is also a precept. And from this precept, we get instruction. And from this instruction, we learn. So therefore, just linking Hebraically the spirit, right, of the word, not just the letter of the law, but the spirit, the ruach, right, of the oath. A camping place of the Bnei Yisrael Bamidbar. So Mosera, what was Mosera? Mosera was a camping place, one of the 42 spots of the Bnei Yisrael Bamidbar in the wilderness. It was there. Why is Mosera so important and significant? Because it was there at Mosera that Aharon, that Aaron died and was buried. And his son, Beno, Eleazar became high priest, Kohen Gadol, became that anointed high priest, Kohen Gadol. He becomes Eleazar in that sense, will become the second Hebrew Christ in the camp, because Aharon was the first anointed, and now it passed forth to Beno, Eleazar. His son becomes high priest in his stead. We have Deuteronomy here, chapter 10, verse 6. Metaphysically speaking, Mosera, what is Mosera? Mosera, metaphysically, according to Hebrew metaphysics, it represents the seeming trial. This brings out the spirit of the word chastisement. Mosera and bondage. This brings out the bond, the fetter, spirit sense of the word. That the Christian, that the so-called Christian and even the Nazarene remains so long as he has only an intellectual comprehension of the divine, the divine law, the divine Torah. Again, Mosera, metaphysically speaking, metaphysically speaking, brings out the spirit of the Hebrew word, the seeming trial, chastisement, and bondage, the bond, the fetter, in that the Christianoi, the Christian, in that the Nazarene remains so long as he or she has only an intellectual comprehension of the divine, the divine law, of the divine Torah, the divine instruction, direction, the teaching of His Majesty. To such one, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6, it reads, whom Adonai loveth, he chasteneth. Whom Yahuwah, Jehovah loveth, he chasteneth. Instead of whom Yahuwah, whom Adonai loves, he disciplines. So I've seen different versions. Some versions brings out the sense of whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And of course, you hear that word chasten, and if you have an understanding of that word, you're like, oh my gosh, right? But the translator and the spirit of the word, the same word can also be translated as whom Adonai loves, he disciplines. As you say, discipline, right, is the basic side of the coin, but then when he has to flip it on his disciple, then that discipline can be more as chastisement. But as it said, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So it's also how one beholds. This is why this is a good area here, Mesora, looking at Mesora, right, as we look at the Masoretic, right, here looking at Mesora. So Mesora is a seeming trial, chastisement, and bondage, the bond, the fetter, in that the Nazarene, or even the latter-day Christian, remains so long as he or she has only an intellectual comprehension of the divine law of the divine Torah, divine direction, instructions. In such a one, Hebrews 12 and 6, it reads, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, instead of whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, he disciples. The latter one, whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, the latter is really the correct rendering, is the correct rendering from the Hebrew, according to the emphatic diaglot, looking at the emphatic diaglot for those who are in the linguistic science of studying. But according to the basic, the peshat of the Hebrew, that is the more correct, right? Whom Yahuwah, Jehovah loves, he disciplines. But it's still two sides of the coin. Divine love must enter into man's idea of Elohim. The higher love must enter into man, into the human being's idea, that seed, that idea of Ha'ilahim, of the Elohim. And the divine law, the divine Torah, the divine direction, instruction, and must fill his life, fill his liberty, so that he may find in all correction and in all discipline of spirit only joy and delight. Again, divine love, the higher love must enter into man's idea, humanity's idea of Ha Elohim, of Ha'ilahim, of the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Netcher of Netchers, and the divine law, the Torah, the direction, instruction, and must fill his life. What is the message? To fulfill, right? Fill his life, his liberty, so that he may find in all correction and discipline of spirit of the Ruach only joy and delight, and that he may know, have the knowledge, the gnosis, may know sickness and sorrow to be the direct result of his own errors. Now, this I know is a hard one for many ones and ones, but this is looking at humanity in general and I and his disciples in particular. Such unpleasant manifestations will pass away as soon as the errors that cause them are corrected. For example, the verse in Hebrews, right? The Lord loves, he chasteneth. The Lord loves, he disciples, he disciplines. So such unpleasant manifestation will pass away as soon as the errors that cause them are corrected. They are not chastisements sent by Ha'ilahim, by Elohim, nor do they come from Elohim. Thus, Aaron, he symbolizes the intellectual understanding, understanding, overstanding. Aharon symbolizes the intellectual understanding and the executive power of the divine law, of the divine Torah. Must give way to a higher and more spiritual, iritical, spiritual, metaphysical comprehension of ha'emet, of the truth. Then we have right here Mosera. Then there's also Moserot. You might come across Moserot, Moserot in the KJV, Moserot. Also having the meaning of one, Mosera is singular and Moserot is plural. So Mosera, bond, here we have Moserot, bonds, fetters, yokes, corrections, chastisements, reproofs, precepts, instructions. So we have the same place as Mosera in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 6, we have Mosera. But then in Numbers chapter 33, verse 30, we have Moserot. So we have the plural, the singular, and the plural. This is both speaking of the same place, both speaking of the same spot. So here. Looking at the time rate, 21 minutes, we'll go into the grace period. But just to bring this out right here, still in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 6, fourth day Aliyah, just reasoning on today's Aliyah and Aliyah a day, Sinai sabbatical studies. The Bnei Yisrael took their journey from Beerot of the Bnei Yaakan to Mosera. via Aharon died, and via he was buried, and Eleazar Beno, his son, ministered in the priest office in his stead. From then, from via, they journeyed to Gudgoda. Gudgoda. What does Gudgoda mean? And from Gudgoda to Yotbat, or Jotbat, a land of rivers of water. At that time, Yahuwah separated. It was at that time, Moshe testifies here, that Jehovah separated the tribe of Levi, of Levi, to do what? To bear the Aron HaBrit, to bear the Ark of the Covenant of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, to stand lifnei Yahuwah, to stand before Jehovah, to minister to him, and to bless, to Baruch Shemo, to bless his name to this day. Verse 9. Wherefore Lewi, Levi, hath no part nor inheritance with his brethren. Yahuwah is, Jehovah is his inheritance, according as Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim, promised him. And I stayed in Hahar, Moses here testifying here, 10:10, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 10. And I stayed in Hahar, in the mount, according to the first time, 40 days and 40 nights. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, hearkened to me, to I, at that time also. And Yahuwah would not destroy thee. Here, just to seal up right here. And Yahuwah said to me, arise, take journey, take journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land that I swear, that he swore to their patriarchs, and I patriarchs, to give to them. So this word here, if he take delight, right? Take delight. It's interesting because in the fifth Aliyah coming up for new light, verse 15, it says, only Jehovah had a delight in thy fathers, thy patriarch, to love them. And he chose their seed, their race, I and I, after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. And that is an interesting verse, verse 16. People talk about circumcision. They talked about our brother, Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. Hawaria Apollos, Paul this, Pauline that. Yeah, I get it, because you only have a Torah groundation, truly, because here we have in verse 16, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart. Uh-oh. So wait, this is Jai saying here in the fifth Aliyah in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 15, that I and I is to circumcise therefore the foreskin of our heart, and to be no more stiff-necked. So here, so from the Torah groundation, we have it coming to the fullness of the circumcision, even in the Brit Chadasha sense, even in the New Covenant sense. This makes sense.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is Thee, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travel this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's be thorough right here. So we focus on the fourth Aliyah fourth Aliyah begins at Deuteronomy chapter 10, first verse to verse 11. But here we have good Goda. Good Goda. What is good Goda? Just be thorough right here. Good Goda. Right? Good Goda is an incision, a cutting. Good Goda. Right? Good Goda. Good Goda, a cleaving, pulsating like a vibration. I know that it's thunder bass. He says thunder bass, so that bass, the vibration is a good Goda, pulsating. Good Goda, reverberating. Also, good Goda is thundering. Right? In another sense of the spirit of the Hebrew, it can be like something fortunate or prosperous, happy, well, of much water, also a good Goda, right? Negwedgwa. And it matches also the Ethiopic Amharic as well. But here for the Hebrew, good Goda, because they went from good Goda. Good Goda is a place in which the B'nai Yisrael, the Israelites, camp in the Midbar, the wilderness, on the way to the promised land, to that state of mind in the Brit Chadash. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 7. Metaphysically speaking, it's liquid, but it's talua. Good Goda, a further cutting or cleaving away from consciousness of the remains of the Mitzrayim, disillumination and ignorance of Yahweh, that more abundantly vitality and wholeness, a sense of well of much water. This signifies the life force, good Goda, and happiness may be realized by the individual, the indivisible dual, who has started out on his conscious journey toward perfection. But good Goda, it's in good Goda, it's like the thunder, the thundering, right? One application of the good Goda is the thundering, as was the thunderings, you remember, on Har Sinai. They heard all the thunderings and how they were afraid when they heard the good Goda. Good Goda. Good God, good Goda. Thunder bass drum, the vibration. So they journeyed from good Goda in verse 7, right? It says, from thence they journeyed from good Goda, good God, good Goda to Yotbat, a land of rivers of waters. Water, water, water. Remember that from the Hebrew perspective, Torah, right? Torah is likened to water. Right, John's direction, instruction, the flow, the Torah. So we have Jotba, right, and Jotbata, Jotba, J-O-T-B-A-H, and Jotbata, J-O-T-B-A-T-H-A-A. Now, here we have Jotbat, right here in the KJV, but looking at the metaphysically, Jotbat or Yotba. What is Yotba? Right, Yotba is goodness, healthfulness, right? Teba, Toba, right? Ethiopia, Tobia, right? Goodness, healthfulness, beauty, comeliness, pleasantness, excellence. So here in Jotba, we have right here the home of Harus, father of Meshulemet, the wife of Manasseh, mother of Amon, two kings of Yehuda, 2 Kings 21:19. Jotba is thought to be the same as Yotbata of Numbers chapter 33, verse 33, Numbers 3:3, 3:3, and Deuteronomy 10 and 7. Metaphysically speaking, Yotba, a consciousness of refreshing waters of life, of liberty and truth and reality. This is indeed pleasant, Yotba, and good, Tob, Yotba, Tob, Tawab, and healthful. Secondarily, we have Yotba. Here we have Yotbata.
In the authorized version, in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 7, it says Jotbat. Mighty Yotbat. Remember the Tob, Tawab. Tob is at the root. So goodness, Tob, Tawab. Healthfulness, beauty, comeliness, pleasantness, excellence. So at Yotbata, a camping place, one of the 42 places of the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar in the wilderness, Numbers 33:33. And from Gudgoda to Yotbata, a land of brooks, a land of brooks of water, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 7. Fly cycle here from low degrees to high degrees, metaphysically speaking. Like Yotba, a place in consciousness where the waters of life, of liberty, and truth flow freely and refresh the whole consciousness, the holistic consciousness of man, the soul, ha-nefesh. This excellent, healthful, and good experience is always realized after one goes through a period of letting go of error, So this, metaphysically speaking, this excellent, this healthful, this good experience that Yotbata represents is always realized after one goes through a period of letting go error and disillumination, disenlightenment, darkness, such as is symbolized by Gudgoda. From that place, the Bnei Yisrael journeyed to Yotbata. So here it has a link for Gudgoda. So once again, right here.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Psalm 95.
መዝሙር ዘጠና አራት በቅንፍ 95 የዳዊት የምስጋና መዝሙር። ኑ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይበለን፣ ለአምላክ ለመድኃኒታችን እልል እንበል። በምስጋና ወደፊቱ እንድረስ፣ በዝማሬም ለእርሱ እልል እንበል። እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ አምላክ ነውና፣ በአማልክትም ሁሉ ላይ ታላቅ ንጉሥ ነውና። እግዚአብሔር ሕዝቡን አይጥላቸው፣ የምድር ዳርቻዎችም በእጁ ውስጥ ናቸው። የተራሮች ከፍታዎች የእርሱ ናቸው፣ ባህር የእርሱ ናት፣ እርሱም አደረገ። የብስንም እጆቹ ሠሯል፣ نو نسجد لرسوم من الجزا برسو بعد الرجان بجزيابير فيت النمبركة ارسو عملاكات شنونا انيا يما السماري او هز يجم بغوشنننا بمدر بدا اند تفتاستنو تنداس قطو تجيزي زاري دمسون بتسامو لباتشونا تاسو يتفتاستنو نباتو تشاتشو فتنو سراين مايو ياتشن تولد عربا متقوط تشاتنب كل جيزي لباتشو يستا انرسو من قدين على اوكو مالو ودرفتي من دايقبو بقط ايمان
For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of I and I salvation. Besam ab we willed we menfes kadus ahadu amlak. Besam ab we willed we menfes kadus ahadu amlak. Ahadu amlak. Ahadu amlak. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have from the Mezmore Dawit, Psalms of David. From the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible of Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, from the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line, the Tribe of the Root of David, we have Psalm 95, Zetna Amist, Yed Dawit, Miskana Mezmor, of David, praise, thanksgiving, Mezmor, a psalm, an intonation, a chant. Nu be'egziyavir desibelin, le amlaka le medchanitachin, ililin bel. Oh, come, let us make I and I sing to Egziaviher. Nu, be Egziaviher decibelin. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of I and I salvation. Le amlak le med hanetachin ililin bel. Ililin bel. The Royal Amharic, as we compare the HSV Haile Selassie version and the KJV here, the HSV Haile Selassie version favors the Septuagint, the LXX, with Le'amlak to the source, Le'medchanetachin to I and I Savior, I and I Salvation, I and I Savior, Elil, Elil, Elilta, in the bell, let us say Elilta, Elil, let us exalt, let us joy. Nu, come y'all, nu, nu be egziyari her decibelin, le amlak le med hanetachin, ilil in the bell, be miskana with a fitu in the dress, be zamarema le arsu ilil in bell, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, be miskana with a fitu in the dress, be zamarema le arsu ilil in bell. And make a joyful noise to him with psalms, with chants, Bezemareim, 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 and with chants, intonation, Bezemareim, Le'ersu, Elilinbel, Egziari her talak amlak nawina, Ba'amaliktim mahululai talak ngus nawina, for Egziari her, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, is a great source, and a great king, a great negus above all gods. Talak እግዚአብሔር ሕዝቡን አይጥላችሁም። የምድር ዳርቻዎችም በእጁ ውስጥ ናቸው። የተራሮች ከፍታዎች እርሱ ናቸው። In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. Interesting right here, what I'm noticing right here, it might be what we're reading right here. Let us just check this out right here. Let's take a pause right at this particular verse right here, because Bamarinya, there is an Amharic, there's a little bit more than we're seeing in this. It says, in his hand are the deep places of the earth, the strength of the hills is also his. But there's a verse, there's a part of a line of a verse that is not there. Let's look at the Sefer Tehillim. It's probably in the Septuagint. Yeah, because here it says this right here. It says, Exiavir, the sustainer, his boon, ait alachuim, that the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab will not cast off or cast away, or has not cast off his people. Exiavir, his boon, ait alachuim. Then it reads, as the KJV translation reads, it, Yemidur da chao chimma beju wist nacho, yetararroch katawoch yarsu nacho. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. Kutaramis, verse 5. Bahir ye arsunat, arsuma daragat, ye busunim, ijochu saruat. The sea is his. Bahir ye arsunat. And he made it. Arsuma daragat. And his hands form the dry land. Yebsinimai jochu saruat. Nu in the seged, the arsuma in the geza, the arsua badaragena begziavir fita in the barkek. O come, let us worship and bow down. Nu in the seged, the arsum in the geza. Let us kneel before Egziavihar, before the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, our Maker. Arsu Amlakachinawina, for he is our source, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye, y'all, will hear his voice, arsu amlakachinawina, inya ye ma samariao his ye juma begochinna, bemidre beda in the tefetatanu, tenda sukwetut kize zare dimtsuna bitisamu, lebachuhuna tatsunu. Harden not your heart, as in the day, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Bemidreb bedain de tefetatenut, in dasukwetut gize, zare dimtsuna bitisamu, lebachuhuna tatsinu. Ye tefetatenunye, abatochachua, fetenunye, sarayinim ayu. When your fathers tempted me, tempted I and proved I, and saw my work. Yet if it had to noon, yeah, but to touch you, if it had noon, try in my you, yachin to lid, arba ometa, take what the chata never, hul gizel bacho, yiskal, narsuma men gedena lawakum alhu. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation. Yachin tulit arba ometa te kotechata neberen said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Hul gize lebacho yistal nersuma men gedena lawakum alhu. Wale refte min daigebu be kutaye malhu. To whom I swear in my wrath, my wrathedness, that they should not enter into my rest.
ወደ ረፍቴ እንዳይገቡ በቁጣዬ ማልኩ 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 ማልኩ
መዝሙር 94 በቅንፍ 95 የዳዊት የምስጋና መዝሙር። ኑ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይበለን፣ ለአምላክ ለመድኃኒታችን እልል እንበል። በምስጋና ወደፊቱ እንድረስ፣ በዝማሬም ለእርሱ እልል እንበል። እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ አምላክ ነውና፣ በአማልክትም ሁሉ ላይ ታላቅ ንጉሥ ነውና። እግዚአብሔር ሕዝቡን አይጥላቸው፣ የምድር ዳርቻዎችም በእጁ ውስጥ ናቸው። የተራሮች ከፍታዎች የእርሱ ናቸው፣ ባህር የእርሱ ናት፣ እርሱም አደረገ። የብስንም እጆቹ ሰሯል። ኑ እንስገድ ለእርሱም እንገዛ፣ በእርሱ ባደረገን በእግዚአብሔር ፊት እንንበርከክ። እርሱ አምላካችን ነውና፣ እኛ የማስተማሪያው ሕዝብ የእጁም በጎች ነንና። በምድረ በዳ እንደ ተፈታተኑት እንዳስቆጡት ጊዜ ዛሬ ድምፁን ብትሰሙ ልባችሁን አታጡ። የተፈታተኑኝ አባቶቻችሁ ፈተኑኝ፣ ሥራዬንም አዩ። ያችን ትውልድ 40 ዓመት ተቈጥቻት ነበር። ሁል ጊዜ ልባቸው ይስታል፣ እነርሱም መንገዴን አላወቁም አሉ። ወደ ረፍቴም እንዳይገቡ በቁጣዬ ማለ።
Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with song. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, 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 rest, rest.
people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring across to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips with and stammering lips and stammering lips.
Mizmor tzadehem, lechu nerannena l'Adonai, nari'a letzur yish'enu. Nekaddema fanav betoda, bizmirot nari'a lo. Ki el gadol Adonai, umelech gadol al kol Elohim. Asher beyado mehkere aretz, ותועפות הרים לו, אשר לו הים והוא עשהו, ויבשת ידיו יצרו. בואו נשתחווה ונכרעה, נברכה לפני אדוני עושנו. כי הוא אלוהינו, ואנחנו עם מרעיתו וצאן ידו. היום, אם בקולו תשמעו, אל תקשו לבבכם כמריבה, כיום מסע במדבר, אשר ניסוני אבותיכם, בחנוני גם ראו פועלי. 40 שנה אקוט בדור ואומר, עם טועה לבבהם, והם לא ידעו דרכי, אשר נשבעתי ואפי, אם יבואון אל מנוחתי.
Besama'ab, wa'welid, wa'menfes, kadus, ahadu, amlak. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, is Psalm Zetna, Mist, Psalm 95, Yedawit, Miskana, Mezmur. Yedawit Miskana Mezmur, also themed as Yeletu Mezmur, or a daily psalm. Judaically speaking, yes, it's a call to Israel to worship. So looking at the Royal Amharic and the Hebrew and also the KJV right here, we have the Tzedai, right, the Tzedai Hey. Right, Tzedai Hey Psalm, Psalm XCV, Psalm 95, a call to Yisrael to worship. Now the group of six psalms, beginning with the present and having the XCII, or Psalm 93 as a prelude, is a rapturous expression of joy in Egziavihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous Av, and Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, service, such as would have appropriately come from the Israelites who were reunited, the reunion with Zion, with Zion, after the absence occasioned by the Babylonian exile, the exile in Babylon. And we're speaking here mainly of the black Jews, the black and brown Yehudi of the Jews. Let's recognize the Yehudi, the Judeans, because they were in Babylon, the 10 tribes that been taken away by the Assyrians and scattered through the nations. It was the Yehudi, the Judahites, like we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, that had returned and reunited with Zion, with Zion. In that period, these psalms is said to have probably been composed, and it's noteworthy that the LXX, or the Septuagint, has the heading, when the house was built after the captivity, attached to Psalm XCVI or to Psalm 96. So what we have is the group of six psalms, and these six psalms are regular recital psalms, Judaically speaking, right? Having 93rd Psalm as a prelude. So in Psalm 96, let's look at this right here in the HSV Haile Selassie version, and it says, Kamerko bechala beita betasara gizeh. That's the superscription like the LXX, the Septuagint, for Psalm 96, the next in this series. Today's daily psalm is 95, but getting a good context so we can give praise with understanding and understanding and overstanding. So a change of tone is unmistakably clear and evident in the last clause of verse 7 extending to the end of the psalm. There's a warning. A warning note is struck, which according to some expositors has no relevance to the opening theme. And they hold that the psalm consists of two fragments which were joined together to gather. So we get to verse 7, where it says, "For he is our God, he is our Elohim, ki hu Eloheinu, and we are the people of his pasture and the flock of his hand." Today, hayom, today, ima bekolo, if his voice tishma'u, if y'all would but hearken to his voice, hayom, ima bekolo tishma'u, today, hayom, today, if y'all would but hearken to his voice. So some say that has been kind of inserted and perhaps with another fragment, because seemingly it doesn't seem to go with the first part of today's daily psalm, a call to Yisrael, to Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Yasharel, the upright of the true good, the true God. Now, in the commentary, it will be shown that the two sections of today's daily psalm, they reinforce each other. From the 17th century psalms, we have Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, and Psalm 29 from the 17th century. They were included in the Jewish Judaic liturgy, the Kedaseh, the Kaddish, for the inauguration, rephrase, for the initiation, for the starting, for the beginning of Yom HaShabbat, the Senbet Ken of the Sabbath. So we have from the 17th century Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, and Psalm 29 included in the Judaic liturgy for the initiation, the beginning, the start of HaShabbat, the Sabbath. Quote, "It may be the first reciters of this psalm on a Friday evening thought of the rest which HaShabbat, the Sabbath, was about to bring those who, so far from murmuring against a gezeiria, the sustainer, the good, the generous Av, HaElohim, the true good, the true God, they were filled with the love of him and of his ordinance and of Jah order." So today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Malachiah Tzedek, Psalm 95. Call to Yisrael to worship. The Midrash, the teaching, right, and commentary connects the psalm with the Sabbath in another way. So the psalm has a sabbatical connection, even in this time, in this season, the connection with Hanukkah in the time and in the season. What's the connection? In verse 7, it says, "For he is our source." For he is our God. Ersu amlakachinawinna. For he is our source. Today, if y'all would but hearken to his voice. The Midrash, it comments that if Yisrael, if Israel, and by extension, of course, the Israelites, if they observed even one single Shabbat, one single Senbet, according to its true spirit, according to the true eye or the true Ruach, deliverance, deliverance, victory, Yeshua, Yeshua, salvation, deliverance would forthwith ensue. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 95. It's a call, it's a call. Y'all calling, calling, calling. Many are called, but how many choose? The psalmist and I is summoning Israel, Yisrael, Ethiopia, Israel, the children of the Ethiopian, the children of Israel, to praise Egziavihah, the sustainer, the good father, the generous Av HaElohim, as the creator, the Irator, the blameless creator of the world, and the nation's protector. But he also reminds, and we need to remind y'all and I and ourselves, right, remind the people not to rebel against Jah Rastafari. Yes, I, a call, a call, a call. Many are called. What are you choosing?
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
לכו נרננה לאדוני, נריע לצור ישענו. נקדמה פניו בתודה, בזמירות נריע לו. כי אל גדול אדוני, ומלך גדול על כל אלוהים, אשר בידו מחקרי ארץ, ותועפות הרים לו. אשר לו הים והוא עשהו, ויבשת ידיו יצרו. בואו נשתחווה ונכרעה, נברכה לפני אדוני עושנו. כי הוא אלוהינו, ואנחנו עם מרעיתו וצאן ידו. היום, אם בקולו תשמעו, אל תקשו לבבכם כמריבה, כיום מסע במדבר, אשר ניסוני אבותיכם, בחנוני גם ראו פועלי. 40 שנה אקוט בדור ואומר, עם טועה לבב הם, והם לא ידעו דרכי, אשר נשבעתי ואפי, אם יבואון אל מנוחתי.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest, 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 my rest.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Mizmor Sadai, hey. Psalm 95, Psalm XCV. Mizmor Sadai, hey. Leku, ni'ranna la Yahuwa, na'ri'a le'tzor yisha'ainu. Oh come y'all. Leku, let us make I and I sing to he who be who he be. Leku ni'ranna la Yahuwa. Let us make I and I shout, shout for joy. Na'ria, na'ria, to the rock of our I and I salvation. Le'tzor yisha'inu. Leku ni'ranna la Yahuwa. Na'ria le'tzor yisha'inu. Hear. First verse of Mizmor Sadai, hey. Oh, come, let us make I and I sing to Jehovah. Let us make I and I shout for joy to the rock of our, of I and I salvation. Leku ne'ranna layawa, na'ri'a le'tzor yisha'inu. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says. Sing, O daughter of Zion, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all thy heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Even here in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 14. And here in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 14. Rani bat Zion. Hari'u Yisrael, Simachi ve'alzi, Bikol alev, Pata Yerushalayim. Sing, O daughter of Zion, Rani, Pata Zion. Speaking to she, Rani, 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 Pata Zion. Shout, Hari'u, O Israel, Hari'u Yisrael. All y'all, Yisrael, Hari'u, Yisrael, Simchi, be glad, speaking to she, Simchi, we'alzi, speaking to she, be glad and rejoice, Simchi, we'alzi, Simchi, we'alzi, bekol lev, with all thy heart, bekol lev, Bata Yerushalayim, O daughter, But
Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem. Rani, Bata Zion, Haru Yisrael, Simachia we'alziya b'kole Bata Yerushalayim. Lama, why? Because the Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. Hear, 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 Zephaniah, Zephaniah. Hear, 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 Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 15. Hesir Yehovah, Misha Pataik, Pina Oivaik. He who be who he be have taken away. Hesir Yehovah, Hesiriyoah, thy judgments. Speaking to she, Misha Pataik, thy judgments. Hesiriyoah, Misha Pataik. He has cast out thine enemy. Pina Oivek, Pina Oibek, Hey Siri Yahuwah, Misha Patayik, Pina Oibek, He who be we be have taken away thy judgments, He hath cast out thine enemy. At the fall of Harasha, at the fall of Harishaim, at the fall of the ratchet ones fall, everyone shouts for joy. Thus it is said, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 14, verses 5 to 6, the Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers that smote the peoples in wrath. Shavar Yahuwah Matei Rishaim, Shaveta Mishlim, Shaveta Moshlim, Makeh Amima Be Evra. He who be we be hath broken. Shavar Yahuwah, Shavar Yahuwah, Jehovah hath broken. Matei Rishaim, the staff, the Matei of the Rishaim, of the ratchet ones. Shavar Yahuwah, Matei Rishaim. Sheveta Moshlim, the scepter of the rulers. Shevet Moshlim. That smote the peoples in wrath. Makeh Amima Be'evra. That smote the peoples Be'evra. Shabariyoah Matei Rishaim. Sheveta Moshlim. Makeh Amima Be'evra. And what? Ma? What verse follows? The verse that follows is, the whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Hear, 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 Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 7. Nachah shaketah kol haaretz patchu rina. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. Nachah shaketah kol haaretz. They break forth. Patzachu. They break forth. Patzachu. Rina. They break forth into Rina. They break forth into singing. Nacha shaketah kol haaretz. Patzachu. Rina. Again, Ha'elohim said, the true God said, in Ezekiel chapter 35, verse 14, when the whole earth rejoiceth, I will make thee, the eye, desolate. When the whole earth rejoiceth, I will make thee desolate. Koh amar Adonai Yehuwi, kisa moach kol haaretz shmama e'eselak. Thus, like this saith Adonai, Adoniah, Yahweh, thus saith Adonai, he who be, who he be, Koh amar Adonai, Yahweh, when the whole earth rejoiceth, Kismoach, kol haaretz, I will make thee desolate, Shemama e'eselak, Koh Hamar Adonai Yahweh Kismoach Kol Haaretz Shemama Eeselak. Matai, when will the earth rejoice? When I make thee Edom, Edom, desolate. When I make thee Edom, Edom, desolate. And thus, and like this also, upon the conclusion of the previous psalm, namely Psalm 94, verse 23, Mizmor Sarai Dalet, Psalm XCIV, Psalm 94, the conclusion, and he hath brought upon them their own iniquity, and he hath brought upon them their own iniquity. Vayashev Elehem Eta Onam, and he hath brought upon them their own iniquity. Vayashev Elehem Eta Onam Eta Evonam. The next psalm, the next Mizmor, Mizmor Sadai Hey. It begins at once with the words, O come, let us make I and I sing to he who be who he be. Make I and I sing to Jehovah. Leko ne'rana la'Yahuwah. O come, y'all. Leko ne'rana, ne'rana. Make I and I sing in shrilling and singing and ringing shrilling tones. Ne'rana. Leko ne'rana la'Yahuwah. To Jehovah. So too, Scripture says, even in the Mashal, in the Proverbs, in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 11 and 10, when it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is joy. Betova tzadikim ata elota kirya uava evoda rishaim rina. When it goeth well with the righteous, betub tzaddikim, the city rejoiceth, ta'elot kiryah, and when the wicked, when the wretched perish, uva'evod rishaim, uva'evod rishaim, there is joy, rina, rina, betub tzaddikim, ta'elot Keya, uaba evod rishaim, rinna. Let us come before his presence with a vowel. Hear today's Psalm Mizmor Sarai Hey, Psalm 95, Psalm XCV. Hear. Make I and I come before his presence with a vowel, with thanksgiving. Ne kadma fanayo betoda. Make I and I come before his presence, his face, his perception, betoda, with a vowel, with thanksgiving. Ne kadma, ne kadma, ne kadma fanayo betoda. A vowel, betoda, a vowel of faith is greater than offerings. Bitoda, a vowel, a vowing, a vow, thanksgiving. Bitoda, bitoda is greater than offerings. So Jonah said, even in Jonah 2 and 10, but I will sacrifice to the eye with the voice, the vocal, with the voice of a vowel. And here, Jonah, according to KJV, it will be Jonah chapter 2, verse 9, full of verse that reads, but I will sacrifice to thee with the voice of thanksgiving, with a vowel. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Vani b'kol toda ezid b'chalak asher nadarti I shalema yeshuata la'Yahuwah. Hear, Jonah chapter 2, here at verse 9. But I will sacrifice to the eye with the voice of thanksgiving. But I will sacrifice to the I with the voice of thanksgiving. Wa'ani bikol toda ezibcha lak, 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 lak. I will pay that I have vowed. I will pay that I have vowed.
Have vowed.
Have vowed.
Hear, hear, hear.
Hear, hear, hear. Asher nadarti e shalema. Salvation to Jehovah Yeshuata la Yahua. Wani bikol toda e zibchalak asher nadarti e shalem yeshuata layoa 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 layoa.
Whatever you have done, thank you. Whatever you have done, thank you. Whatever you have done, thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions. Thank you. Whatever you have done.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Yes, Rastafari.
Evil boy, everything takes time.
For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Sarai Hey, Sarai Hey, Psalm 95, Psalm XCV. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. Hear Psalm 95, Hebraically the third verse, the Gamel verse. Ki El Gadol Yehovah, O Meleka Gadol, I'll call Elohim. For he who be who he be is a great God, a great El. Ki El, for El, El, true good, true God, the Almighty, the power, the source. Ki El Gadol Yehovah, Gadol Yehovah, for he who be who he be, Jehovah, is a great El, a great God, a great source, a great power. El, ki El, Gadol Yahuwah, Umeleka Gadol, I'll call Elohim, and a great king. Umelek Gadol, U and Melek, king, Gadol, great. Umeleka Gadol, I'll call Elohim. Above all, call all Elohim. Above all Elohim, above all gods. Are there other gods then? Are there other gods then? Are there other Elohim then? Is it not written, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 39, see now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. Hear, Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 39, it reads, see now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God, no Elohim, with me, with I. Ru, ata, ki, ani, anihu, v'ein Elohim, imadi. See now, y'all. See now. Reu, reu, reu. See y'all now. Reu. Ata, ata, ata. Now. Ki for ani, I, ani, I. Who? See y'all. Reu. Ata. Ki ani, ani who? Now. See. See y'all now. Reu. Ata. Ki for ani. Ani, who, for I, he, for I, he, ki, ani, who, with ain, Elohim, and with an ain, no, not, doesn't exist, is not, with ain, and no Elohim, and no Elohim, imadi, and no Elohim with I. And there's no Elohim with I, imadi. In the word imadi, we have like Imanu, Imanuel, with us, Imanu, with us, El, with us, the true good, the true God. Here, the sense of imadi, with I, with Ein, Elohim, imadi. And no Elohim with I, and no Elohim with me. Ru. Ata, ki, ani, ani, hu, with ein Elohim, imadi. But what the verse from the psalm from Mizmor, even Mizmor, tzadai, hey, Psalm 95, means to say is this, woe to the wicked, woe to harasha, the rishaim, the ratchet, the defiant, the ratchet ones, that together with their gods, with their so-called Elohim, go down below to Gehinna, to Hebrew hell. For, as Scripture says, even in First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 26, all the gods of the peoples are things of naught. All the gods, all the Elohim of the people's Elohim, all the gods of the peoples are things of naught. Vayim elua beloheya evoteihem. Vayiznu achrei eloheya ameya haaretz. Asher hishmid Elohim mipneihem. And here, the fuller verse, First Chronicles, here. First Chronicles, Sleeker, we read First Chronicles chapter 5, 25, after read First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 26, that was, and they transgressed against the God of their fathers and went a-whoring after the gods of the people of the land, whom God, the true good, destroyed before them. But here in First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 26, Ani Lechozer, I repeat, it says, but what the verse from the psalm, today's psalm is more, Adai Hey, Psalm 95 means to say this, woe to the ratchet, the Rishaim, that together with their gods, the Elohim, go down below to Gehinna. For as Scripture says, and here in First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 25, here in this translation, all the gods of the peoples are things of naught. Ki, call Elohe ha'amim, elilim. Ki, for, call Elohe ha'amim. For all the gods, call Elohe, the gods of ha'amim, of the peoples, elilim, are things of naught, or things of nothingness. Why Yehoah? Shamayim, Asa. The fuller verse here, First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 25, it says, for all the gods of the people, Elohe ha'amim, are idols. Here in the KJV, it brings out our idols. And here, Hebraically, we have Elilim. They are Elilim. Ki, called Elohe ha'amim, Elilim. For all the gods of the people, the people's gods, the people's, different kind of people's gods, Elilim, they are Elilim. And Elilim here in the KJV is defined as or translated as idols. And Elilim, the Elilim means of naught, good for nothing. They're good for nothing They're worthless. The connotation is false gods, but the sense here is nothing. KJV translates this as, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but bringing out the Hebraic sense of the Elilim, the Elilim, the Elilim, the Elilim means good for nothing. By analogy, it's vain or vanity. In a specific sense, it's an idol. So we have Rav Shaul even saying, you know, like an idol is nothing, it's nothingness, Elilim. An idol, it has no value, it's a thing of naught, it's good for nothing. But the verse goes on to say, but Yahweh, but Jehovah, right, but Jehovah made, but he who be who he be, made the heavens. Why Yahweh, Shamayim, Asa, full of verse, ki, called Elohei, Ha'amim, Elim. Why Yahweh, Shamayim, Asa. In his hands, here, continue the Midrash on today's psalm, Mizmor Sadai, hey. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The height of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands form the dry land. Here, Psalm 95, verses 4 to 5. Asher biyado mechikrei aretza v'to'efota harim lawu asher lawu hayam v'hu asahu v'yabesheta yadayo yatsaru. In whose hands are the depths, the deeps, the depths of the earth. Asher biyado, that which in his hand, whose hand, in whose hand, asher biyado, Mechkerei aretz, the depths of the earth, the mechkerei aretz. The heights of the mountains are also his. We to'efot harim lawu. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his and he made it. Asher lawu hayam. Wehu asahu. And he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. We yabeshet, the dry land, yabeshet. We yabeshet, yadayo, yatsaru. And he formed yatsaru and his hands, they form the dry land, the dry ground, the yabeshet. We yabeshet, yadayo, yatsaru. Asher biyado wa mechkrei aretz, we'to'efota harim lawu, asher lawu hayam, wuhu asahu, we'yabeshet yadayo yatsaru. Could a mortal king, a mortal melech, if it were said to him, quote, the earth is thine, end quote, declare what its length or what its depth is? Could a mortal king, if it was said to him, the earth is thine, is the eyes, could he declare what its length, and what its depth is? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He, can so declare. For, as it is written, in His hand are the depths of the earth. Asher biyado mechkrei aretz. The heights of the mountains are his also. We'to'efot harim la'u. The sea is his, and he made it. Asher la'u hayam wehu asahu. Could a mortal king, a mortal melech, if it were said to him, quote, the sea is thine, declare how many measures of water are in it? But HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, of Him, it is proper to say, the sea is His. It is proper to say of He who be who He be, Asher Lawu Hayam, the sea is His. And to say that He made it, with who, Asahu, with who, and who, and he, with who, Asahu, and he made it, and he made him, and he made it, for he knows how many measures of water are in it. As Scripture says, even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Mi madada besha oluwa mayim. Who has measured the waters? The waters. Who has measured the waters in the hollow? In the hollow of his hand. Mi madad besha'olu. Besha'olo. Besha'olo mayim. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Mi madada besha'olo mayim. Who? And also, as is written in Eob, in Job chapter 28, verse 25, he meteth out the waters by measure. La esota la ruacha mishakal umayim atiken be midaha. Here, the fuller verse from Eob. To make the weight for the winds. And he weigheth the waters by measure. To make the weight for the winds. La esota la ruach mishkal umayim tiken b'midah. Here the fuller verse from Eob, Job 28:25. To make the weight for the winds, and he weigheth the waters by measure. Or, as translated here, he meteth out the waters by measure. He weigheth. Umayim tiken b'midah. Umayim tiken b'midah. Hence, here, it is said, the sea is his, and he made it. Asher lau hamayim wehu hayam. Sika. Asher lau hayam. The sea is his. Wehu asahu. And he made it. Asher lau hayam. Wehu asahu. And what does Ha'el, what does Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, require of y'all? Bowing down in worship, in worship. As is said even here in today's psalm, in Mizmor Sarai Hey, Psalm 95, verses 6 to 7. O come, let us make I and I worship and bow down. Make I and I kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we, and I are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Bo'u niya shetachwe v'nikra'a nivareka lifneyoa osenu kiyohu Eloheinu v'anachnu amamara'ito v'son yado. O come. Bo'u, come y'all, bo'u, come, make I and I bow down, make I and I prostrate. Bo'u, niya shetachwe, and bend the knee, we nikra'a, and bend the knee. Make I and I kneel, nibreka, before he who be who he be. Lifneyoa, I and I make a osenu. Oseinu, bo'u, niya shetachwe, we nikra'a, nibreka, lifneyoa, oseinu. For he, ki hu, Eloheinu, he is Aina Elohim, ki hu, Eloheinu, and we, wa nachnu, and we, and I, anachnu, wa nachnu, the people, marito, of his pasture, marito, with son, and the flock, or elsewhere translated as sheep, but here, with son, the flock, with son, and the flock, yado, and the flock of yado, of his hand. Kihu Eloheinu, wa nachnu ama marito, wa with son na yado. When are I and I his people, Amo? When are we his people? When I and I are the sheep of his pasture, are the flock of his pasture, the sheep of his pasture. As it is said even in Ezekiel chapter 31, verse 31, where it reads, when y'all, my sheep, are the sheep of my pasture. I am your God, saith the Lord God. Here, here, sneaker, 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 here in the print, there's a typo. It should be Yechezkel, Ezekiel, chapter 34, verse 31, where it reads, and ye and y'all, my flock, according to KJV, and ye, speaking to y'all, you all, my flock, the flock of my pasture, men, and I, your God, saith the Lord God, the Lord God, the Lord God, the Lord God, the Lord God. Ve'aten, soni, mariti, Adam, Atem, Ani Elohechem, Noom, Adonai Yahweh, because different pronunciation there. Makes you get a whole new perspective on that. He is the Lion of Judah, and you're lying, lion. You're lying, man. He is the Lion of Judah. Only he, lion. Jeremiah 5 and 6, Jeremiah 12 and 8. The Hebraist, let's see. Haitali nachlati ka'aryi vayar natna alaya bekolaha alkein senetiha alkein senetiha. And here, Bebraist in the Hebrew, Haita li nachilati k'ayi v'yar natna alayabek olaha alkein senetiha. My heritage, here, KJV, mine heritage to me is to I as a lion in the forest. Haita li nachilati k'ayi v'yar, as a lion in the forest, k'ari by ya'ar, in the forest. It or she crieth out against me, against I. Therefore have I hated her. Here in the Hebrew brings out the sense of giveth out her voice, but the translator has his, but the Hebrew says her. It says, Natana alaya bikolaha, 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 not kolo, his voice, but bikolaha, alkin, therefore, senetiha, therefore I hate ha, senetiha. Haitali, nachilati, k'ayi, bayar, natana alaya bikolaha, alkin, senetiha. My heritage is to I as a lion in the forest. It or she crieth out against me, against I. Therefore, I have hated her. Hear. Psalm 95, verse 7. The day, if you all would but hearken to his voice. Today, hayom, im, bekolo, tishamau. Today, or Hebraically, the day, hayom, ha, the, yom, day, hayom, im, if, bekolo, if his voice, tishmau, if y'all will hear, hearken to his voice. Rav Lewi, Levi taught, if the Bnei Yisrael, if the sons, if the children, if the Israelites, kept but one Sabbath, kept but one Shabbat, as it ought to be kept, they would be redeemed forthwith. For it is said, the day, hayom, if y'all would but hearken, but hear to his voice. Hayom, im, bekolo, tishamao, the day of which it is written, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12, observe the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Here, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12. Shamor et yom hashabbat lekadisho. Observe, shamor, the Sabbath day, et yom hashabbat. Yom hashabbat the day of the Sabbath day, likadisho, to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Shamor et yom ha-shabbat, likadisho. Harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation, bamidbar, in the wilderness, when your fathers, your patriarchs, tempted me, put me to proof, even though they saw my walk, even though they saw my work. Hear, today's Psalm 95, verses 8 to 9, that reads, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, put me to proof, even though they saw my work. Asher takshu levavikem k'meriva k'yom masa v'midbar asher nesuni avotekhem dechanuni kam rao fa'oli. Harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. Al takshu lebabekem, or al takshu lebabekem. Harden not your lebabekem, y'all hearts. Kemariba, kimariba, kemariba, at mariba, at mariba, or in Hebrew that is to say, as provocation, as in the provocation, the mariba. Kimariba, al takshu lebabekem, kimariba. K'yom, as the day, masa, as the day of masa, as the day of temptation, masa. Mariva is provocation, masa, temptation, bamidbar, in the midbar, in the wilderness. Asher nisuni, evotekem, when your patriarchs, evotekem, your fathers, nisuni, they tried me, bechanuni, and they proved me, bechanuni, prove me. Gam, also, rao, also they saw, gam, rao, also they saw, faoli, they also saw, even though, the sense here, gam, rao, faoli, even though they saw my walk, my divine providence, my provider, my providing, my care for them. You will find that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, put HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Blessed Be He, Baruch Hu, to proof 10 times, as is said even Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 14, verse 22. All those men that have seen my glory and my miracles that I wrought in Egypt and in the wilderness have put me to proof these 10 times. Have put I to proof these 10 times. Ki kol ha nashim ha roim et ha kovodiya ve et ha ototai asher asiti ve mitzrayim u ava midbar vaya nasu oti ze asher pe'amim ve lo shamu be koli. Surely all those men that have seen my glory, ki kol ha nashim ha roim et ha kovodi, and my signs with eta ototai that I wrought in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, and in the wilderness, asher asiti be Mitzrayim ua bamidbar, yet have put I to proof these 10 times. Wayanasuoti ze asara pe'amim, and have not hearkened to my voice with lo shamau bekoli. Ki kol ha nashim ha roim et kobodia we et ototai asher asitia be mitzrayim u bamidbar vaya nasu oti ze esarap amim with lo shamau bekoli. Twice at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, as is said, even in Psalm
106, verse 7. Our fathers, our patriarchs, our daddies, our fathers understood not the wonders in Egypt, the wonders in Mitzrayim. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Evotenu ave Mitzrayim lo hisakilu nifa loteka lo zakru etarova chisadeka vayamru al yama beyama sufa. Our fathers, our patriarchs, Evotenu, 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 our patriarchs, be Mitzrayim in Egypt and Mitzrayim in Kemet, lo hisakilu gave no heed. Nifa leoteka, to the eyes wonders. Lo hiskilu, nifa leoteka. They remembered not. Lo zakru, lo zakru. They didn't remember, they didn't call to mind. Et roba chesadeka, thy, the multitude, rob, the enoughness of chesadeka, chesadeka, of the eyes mercies. Vayamru, but they rebelled, but they were bitted, but they were embittered. Wayamru, wayamru, but they were rebellious. The root word to be embittered, to be rebelled. Wayamru, but them rebelled. Al yam, at the sea. Wayamru, al yam, they rebelled at the sea. Bi yam suf, at the sea of reeds, the Red Sea, at the Etra Bahir, at the Eritrean Sea. Evotenu be Mitzrayim, lo hiskilu anifloteka, lo zakru et roba chesadeka, wayamru al yam, be yam suf. And here, the Midrash note right here on today's Psalm, Mizmor Sadai He, Psalm 95, here connected with the yam suf, the yam and the yam suf, the sea and the Red Sea, as we have, but provoked him, but provoked or rebelled, Wayamru, were rebellious, were embittered toward him at the sea, at the Yam, even at the Yam Suf. So the Midrash notice that the repetition of the word sea, Hebraically the word Yam, 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 is taken to intimate that there were two proofs of their rebellion at the sea, at the Yam, as we have it, at the sea, at the Red Sea, Wayamru, al Yam, bi Yam Suf. But they were rebellious. But they were rebellious at the sea. Wayamru al yam. Even at the Red Sea. Bi yam suf. So the two mentions, the repetition, is connected right here with the Midrash. With the Midrash pointing to Psalm 106. That twice they rebelled at the Yam Suf. At the Etra Bahir. At the Red Sea. The Sea of Reeds. At the Eritrean Sea. And this is brought out because of the two repetitions of the word sea. Yam, Yam Suf. And twice. Twice with the quail, once with the manna, the manhu, once with the manna, and once with the molten calf that is falsely elsewhere called the golden calf, and once with the molten calf. We have the quail in Shemot in Exodus chapter 16, verse 13, as well as Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 11, verses 31 to 32. For the manna, the manhu, the manna, we have Shemot, Exodus chapter 16, verse 20, and for the Egel Masekah, for the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf, we have Shemot, we have Exodus chapter 32. And there is once at Paran, to count the 10 times, once at Paran, Faran. At Paran, we have the case of the spies that came back and told lies. We have Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 13, verse 26. This one being the most provoking, the Etava, Ethiopia, the good land, the Toba, the good land, where the 12 spies were sent, and 10 of them came back and told lies, the ain't right Israelites. But this one at Paran, Faran, is the most provoking, the one that we have in Bamidbar. That's the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 13, verse 26, concerning the spies. You say, continue the Midrash here, you say 10 proofs, but you instance only 7 in the Midrash reasoning here, the study of today's Psalm. You say 10 proofs, but you instance only 7. So 7 we already mentioned. So question here is, what are the other 3? What are the other 3 proofs of the 10 times? The other 3 are mentioned in the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 22, where it reads, at Taberah,
and at Massa, and at Kibrota Hatava, ye y'all provoked the Lord to wrath. So these are the other three times, pointing to Debarim, pointing to Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 22. Uva Tavera, Uva Massa, Uva Kivrota Hatava, Makatsifima Heyitema Tioa, and at Tabera, Ube Tabera, and at Massa, Uabe Massa, and at Kivrota Hatava, Uabe Kivrota Hatawa, ye y'all made he who be who he be wroth. Makatsifim, heyitema etioa, Uabe Tabera, Uabe Massa, Uabe Kivrota Hatawa, Makatsifima heyitema etioa. Thus, therefore, the ten proofs. And why does not Scripture instance these with the others? Because these three was more provoking, more embittered, more rebellious, more provoking than the seven preceding ones.